Hollim! Hollim, which one more? Why what?
Why do they need a union?
Because of a better contract, sick leave, more rights for the workers. They don't want to pay anymore. They don't want to give us a contract. They don't want to give us any good benefits. We need the benefits.
Local 648. This is a union. We got to stick together. I think they're doing the right thing. You have to stick together and do what's the right thing.
I'm Jennifer Garcia. I'm a union rep with UFCW Local 648, and we're here supporting Local 2 and this boycott. Constantly under attack with our pension, our benefits, our hours, everything. Labor can't rest. Labor has to keep fighting all the time. We need to evolve into the 21st century. Labor needs to move on and march on, and that's what we're doing on Labor Day, and it's awesome.
Denise Elise with SEIU USWW in solidarity with our brothers and sisters at Local 2 to tell Hyatt to do the right thing. This is union territory. We need to keep the standards up for all working people.
This is union territory.
Our union right now, we represent security officers, janitors, airport workers, subcontracted workers. It's the same thing, really telling high tech, the owners of big businesses, to do the right thing for working people. Oh, yes, it is. It's hard, but it's also good that we have so many people standing together in solidarity, labor unions, community people, willing to do what's right for working people. For our folks, it's about $12 to $13 an hour. We're fighting even to get to $15 an hour. So it is. Barely. They've got more than one job. They've got to make very difficult decisions. And it's just not right when we've got so much wealth in the Bay Area. We need to stop this corporate greed. People need to share the wealth because people are working hard and they deserve better wages. It's offshore. Apple Computer's got $20 billion or something crazy like that in offshore accounts. So they're not contributing. They're not paying taxes. They're not paying workers the way they should. It's really not a balanced economy.
We have a weekend at all because of the labor movement, and this is the best place we can be to support all of our workers. We're here to support this movement against the people who want to take away the rights of the people because they're greedy. The people who work to keep these hotels and everything in this economy going. That's why I'm here.
My name's Eric. I'm here to stand up for labor solidarity. For working people, we're under attack. Labor's under attack from the big business rulers of the United States. They're trying to drive down our wages, living conditions. We have huge unemployment. We need a massive jobs program to put everybody to work. But Staples, they're trying to privatize the Postal Service. They want to take away union jobs that are in the post office, close down post office, and put little kiosks in Staples that do full service for minimum wage. And the Postal Workers Union is totally opposed to that.
Are you in a union?
Yeah, I'm in 1781, machinist. I am local. It is really trying to mess us over. They don't pay adequate compensation, and they're cutting, you know, they put the, they did what everybody did with Obamacare, putting way more of the insurance on the back of the workers. So it takes away any wage increase right there.
Matt Doran, Local 8, Elevator Constructors. Be in solidarity with labor. Get the kids out for an actual Labor Day event on Labor Day. Labor Day, this is the one day a year that America celebrates its labor heritage, and it's important that we remember that people are working every day of the year, not just Labor Day. It's under severe attack right now. Right now, we're pretty stable, but our employers are always trying to undercut our wages and benefits, de-skill us, and and do as much as they can to get labor out of their business. At the VA hospital in Palo Alto, currently is a federal job that's using non-union elevator constructors to modernize their elevators. And we're watching that one and looking into Davis-Bacon and prevailing wage compliance issues in terms of that they were paying their workers. It's supposed to be a prevailing wage job, but they're paying the elevator workers as if they are laborers, which is a lot less wages and benefits than what the prevailing wage for elevator constructors is in this area.